It was a cold and eerie October night. Detective Green cruised the city streets aimlessly. Suddenly, a longtime trusted colleague by the name of Detective Jack Speed radioed into his unit. A murder had just taken place. Detective Speed encouraged Green to be at the crime scene immediately for unknown reasons. When Green arrived to the crime scene, he pushed through all the media and photographers. Detective Speed was nowhere to be seen. On the ground lay a body under the white plastic sheet, soaked in blood. As he uncovered the victim, his face turned pale. His knees began to loosen and shiver. It was his wife, dismembered and disemboweled. He couldn't stand the sight and screamed to the sky as the medics and police officers held onto him, dragging him away from his lifeless wife.
Hey boss, I need a moment of your time in.
What the hell you here?
Cause I need this assignment. For God's sake, it was my wife who died, man. I loved her more than she loved her diamonds.
Hey Speed, you're working with Green. Yeah, you do, we'll make a hell of a team.
Ah, jeez. You know I work better below chief.
Come on Speed, it's only me.
Green, I don't know what I mean.
What's wrong with your nose? You got a sneeze?
I think I got a cold and I'm starting to wheeze.
By the way, where the suspect be?
He's the guy in cell C, about 6'3".
What's his name?
He goes by Rodney. He roams the streets with Sloppy Scotty, Stocky Sandy, they're all from Shawnee.
We walk through the cage, the door opens, he says,
what's your name?
I just stare for a moment, so you're the one that murdered the dame.
Man, you gotta believe me, I've been framed. Shut the fuck up, boss.
Gotta be sure. What if he's right and we take a wrong turn?
Man, you gonna believe this little twerp? Look, he's got tapeworm on his shirt.
Still don't have enough clues or evidence, so we head past the brothel to the pimp's residence.
Oh, fuck, there he is.
He was kinda hesitant, puffing wet sticks, but I had to question him. Reggie, where were you at the time of the murder?
Fuck what you wanna know, won't go further. That night I was going out getting a burger. Not before that, one of my girls got raped by a burglar.
How long did Sandra work at the brothel?
Off and on for years, but his tits were awful. His tits were not full. Whisk gone from the blonde skull.
Hey, shut up, that's my wife, you darn fool.
If you wanna know about it, better talk to a priest. He knows everything about Mrs. G. He stays at the church about 5 minutes east.
Jeez, I gotta wipe the slime off the street. I walk through the big brown door. His father on the price on the floor looking bored. I give him a hand and a ride to the store. He tells me my wife was a fucked up whore.
She turned to God to be forgiven for all the sins she had been committing. To tell you the truth, she didn't have a religion.
Yeah, she was always trying to fit in.
There was another man she always spoke of in a black hat and wore nice wool gloves. She was falling in love with a regular fuck. He stays at the inner city motel drunk.
I head to the plaza in my mobile unit. Call up Speed, let him know what I'm doing. Hey Speed, I can't hear you, turn down the music. I'm in the inner city with a lead and I smell sewage.
I already talked to that guy on Wednesday. Stupid motherfucker wasn't making sense, man.
This time I'm gonna make him talk in the big way. That's when I switch lanes. Stop at the motel filled with that dro smell. Walk past Odell, it was like my own hell. I ring the doorbell.
Well, hello there, mate.
How's your day?
Just great.
Okay, where were you September 25th?
Well, dum-dum-dum, I was with a chick. She was into witchcraft and sucking my dick. I tell you what,
really?
Mate, I used to love that bitch. Smoking a lot of pot. I stuck my cock in that fox's paw. It was hot.
You can't talk to me like that, I'm a cop.
Sorry, my bad. I'll describe the cat. Looked like a bad man. Crooked eye with a badge.
Scar on his face?
Yes, there was.
How many guns?
More than one.
It was Detective Speed all along.
Hey, cop, wanna hit this bong?
That crooked motherfucker is about to be gone. I get in the car and get my drink on.
You fucking hard is all you are. Back to stab the back of me.
I'm gonna fucking kill him. Hey, Speed.
What you want? Can we interrogate that one fuck? Hello? Where you at, Green? Huh?
We need to talk. Poison.
You know what, Green? Ever since you've been working on this case, you've been acting kind of strange. What's with you, huh?
Oh, I've been acting strange?
Uh-huh. What the fuck you talking about, huh?
Man, just meet me at the next lead I'm headed to. Okay? It's a crack house.
One? I'll be right there.
Little does he know that I have a plan. I'ma lead him to the bait and stab the man. Lay some tarp towels, broom and dustpan. It's about to get messy, blood on my hands. Bury him in the old abandoned warehouse where nobody can ever trace his whereabouts. I notice a car in the backyard. Fuck, he's been here the whole time, now it's dark. That's when a shovel hits me in the back of my head. Wake up slowly, I thought I was dead. Notice I was chained to an old dusty bed. People died here before, the sheets were red. Body parts on the floor, weapons hung on the wall, blood everywhere. We're all pretty and raw. Gotta get out now, looking for a way. Not enough time to plan an escape. The door opens,
detective speed in an apron.
Yeah, you should've seen what I did to sit her naked. You scream all you want, but no one was here.
That's when he shoves an ice pick in my ear.
I fucked her with a gun, thumb in her rear. Put a knife to her neck and I fucked her in the mirror. She was a whore, I did you a favor. You should be calling me your savior. Cause really, deep down you hate her. She fills your brain with anger.
I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker.
I try to scream, but I'm drowned by the thunder. He chops my body limb to limb.